I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If you had to sum up Iraq's protests in a single word, it might be change. You can apply that to the demand for change, the lack of change, or the right to it. Samuel of Redemptive Story says to some degree, protesters got what they wanted because the prime minister did step down. The process bogged down from there, a far cry from a complete political overhaul. And for many young Shiite Muslims, because of government corruption,
many of them are atheistic, agnostic, and searching for something more tangible and real than what they consider to be a political system made into a religion.
Which means we can take this opportunity to pray for Iraq.
Pray for true transformation, for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done in Iraq, which means that the church would be little colonies of his kingdom.
And the Jesus movie is set to be translated into American Sign Language. Chad Ettinger with Deaf Missions signs to a translator.
The heart language, it's related to a person's identity. And for a person to see something in their heart language, that really will capture their heart. They'll feel it. That person will then feel like, oh my goodness, they're actually communicating to me. This is my language.
Many deaf feel that God is only for hearing people. And this movie translation challenges that. The Jesus Film Project is collaborating, and production set to take at least 3 years. So pray for the people involved in the production and pray for its success. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.